protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
I'm John.
Join us on the Barbecue Pitmasters Radio Network every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man. And I take away reason and accountability.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
No, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me at all?
Try again.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, there you go.
Right, here's what's going to happen. I'm not ready to go on.
All right.
I don't want to go on right now.
You're not ready?
Well, I'm
where are
I'm
you?
Putting Splenda in my coffee, and until it's in there and stirred, I'm not going on.
Everyone's doing like a stand. What are they, stand-in? Isn't that
kind
what
of
they
a
call
stand-in.
It?
Stand-in. Stand-in over here.
Like a sit-in, but you're standing.
A stir-in.
A stir-in.
I'm now stirring Splenda with 1, 2, 3, 4 of those little, skinny swizzle sticks.
They're called stirrers, I think.
Yeah, but you can't stir with one because it's the size of a hair. It's the diameter of a hair. So I take 4 of them and make sort of a spoon, and now.
And the cream actually dissolves when you use that.
Really?
Kind of creates a little whirlpool to get the cream
as
to dissolve.
As opposed to stirring it with a spoon?
Okay, now.
Well, we don't have spoons
my Splenda. Of course we don't have spoons.
But those are also straws.
Oh, no. Nobody could suck. You can't suck anything.
I've seen people drink out of those straws.
Out of those little stir sticks?
Sure. Well, it's a straw
for
a reason.
The hole is the size of a hair in there.
Those are called diet straws.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you don't get a lot.
But if you suck through 4 of them, you could get liquid going through all 4, and it's like a regular straw.
I asked our chief engineer, Mike. Is his name Frankenstein?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mike Frankenstein, I said, I slurp hot coffee because when it's hot, you have to kind of slurp it.
Sure.
I said, would you put in a CSS on the microphone? Coffee slurping suppressor.
Oh, I thought it was a HCSS, but.
Why would it be H?
Hot
coffee. What you're talking about is hot coffee. You need a different
hang on. What? Did you put in a CSS or an HCSS? Okay, he put in an 8 CSS.
You need different suppressors depending on the temperature of the coffee.
Right, he did. He says he did put an 8 CSS, hot coffee, 8 CSS, hot coffee slurping suppressor. I'd like to see if it works.
All right.
Okay, hang on.
I see you.
Cups up to your mouth.
I see. I
and
don't hear
there's
it.
There's silence.
You hear anything?
No.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good.
He's happy to help.
When you say something here, the first time you mention it, it's fixed.
Yes.
It's fixed just like that. You can laugh with your mic on. It's okay.
Okay.
Are you scared?
Yeah. Were you afraid? Were you afraid of laughing at him?
No, I wasn't turning. I don't know what I was doing.
Sure.
Folks, I wish there could ever be a time where we could share with you all our inside stuff. Things that, you know, happen in here that we would love. Boy, you guys hot. It's hot in here.
Yeah. Boy, these conditions.
Wow, it's hot.
If there are any reality TV producers out there,
yeah,
call us. If you want the hottest hit show on television.
Better than any WKRP, which was scripted.
Just bring about six or seven cameramen,
yep,
sound men, and just put them in different spots around this office every day, just filming.
Oh, yeah, you'll have a hit.
Filming
you'll
stuff.
Have a major hit.
And there are probably a lot of... Go ahead. A lot of offices that will... say the same thing, not necessarily radio.
Oh, we can't be the only.
No.
Now, I'd like to share before we get started. First of all, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 8th of October. I had two MRIs this morning, and wow. I have to do them separately because they're two different parts of the body. You can't just go in one tube, and so I had to have two, and they're like 45 minutes apiece. You had this done? Had an MRI?
One time.
Yeah, I've had three or four. Dan, you've had them.
Yes, I've had several.
It's a weird thing because it's not painful at all, but it's weird.
I have to have Valium for the little ones, and they put my head. Did they put your head in a box thing?
No, this was an open MRI, but even open, there's a flat panel right at your nose.
Yeah, open just means the sides are open,
sides
right?
Are open.
That's what I had
so
done,
So you
too.
Are... sort of not smashed, but yeah. Think of a big flat pressing board coming down and stopping right before your nose. Okay, so you're under that, and you can't move the part that they're.
You need to stand still for like 10 minutes,
45 minutes. No, it's 45.
Oh, because there were different.
Well, they let you know when they're getting ready to run.
No. She left the room and she said, "Be about 45 minutes. Don't move your," and then the part that they're doing.
Don't they talk to you?
No, they could have. She said, "If you need anything, speak out, and I'll hear you." But yeah. I don't. I sound like a baby. What are you going to say? Hey, is anybody still there?
I mean, I do.
What do you
sometimes
say?
I go, "Are you still there? How much longer?"
Well, you're a baby.
Oh, I am.
So I fell asleep in it. I just fell asleep.
Really?
It took me about 15. Yeah, that noise. but I eventually fell asleep. And when she said, "Okay, we're ready to do the other one," it kind of startled me. And I realized, my goodness, I was sound asleep. So she repositioned me and I did the other one, and I fell asleep during that one, too. Now, I will tell you that before I went this morning, I took a Xanax because I'm a very nervous, anxious person. And I thought, I got to calm down. So I took a Xanax. And then I drove home, and I got home about... I would say 11:30, quarter to 12. I went down in the basement where I have a desk, and it's just a desk with an office chair and a computer, and I got my email, and I sat there, and I got so sleepy. I could not hold my eyes open. So sitting up in the chair, if somebody had walked by and not noticed my eyes were closed, it would look like I'm looking at a computer. I'm sitting straight up, sound asleep. My phone rang. This is about 12:45. My phone rang, and it was sitting on the desk, and it startled me awake. I'm not kidding when I say this. I did not know where I was. Have you ever done this?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
I looked around, and I was in such a deep sleep. I thought, where am I? What time is it? I looked at my phone. It has a clock. It was 2:00.
Oh.
Now, I would have slept till now.
Unless someone called you.
If that guy hadn't called me. And it startled me, and it took, I'd say, 15 seconds for me to think, okay, wait a second. I recognize this. I'm at home. Why am I here sleeping? I had to put it all together. Why am I sitting here sleeping? And so I answered the call, and I'm sure the guy thought, well, what's wrong with this guy? Hello? But I'm not kidding. I might still be sitting there sleeping. You guys would finally call me and said, "Where are you?" It was so weird.
Yeah.
Now, when I worked mornings, I've told the story before, but it's been a while. I got up at 4:30, and was supposed to be in at 6. And I hated it. 15 years, I hated it every day.
A lot of times when we worked at Kix together, you would do your first break over the phone driving
because I
in.
Was late. Yeah. I was late. I was late a lot. Yeah. And I would make up lies about why I was late.
Right.
Then I had to stop and save somebody's
life. Some daring
life.
Rescue.
A horrible accident. Yeah. I pulled a family out of a flaming car. And I had to come up with something. And the audience actually preferred that I be late because the stories were better.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the winter, when you get up that early, it's not only cold, it's dark, it's cold. Nobody's on the road except other people that have, you know, whatever kind of jobs. And I remember one day I went home after the show. Show was over at 9 o'clock. And at about, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock, I took a nap. And it was a really deep sleep. And when I woke up, just after a really, I looked at my watch, and it said 6:30.
And you thought it was the next day?
I thought it was morning, because it was dark outside. It was winter. I jumped, I mean, I thought, oh, no. I jumped up, just went my mouth out, and jumped in the car. It's 6:30 at night, and headed for the station. And I'm trying to wake myself up, and I turn the radio on, and I thought, what's he doing? He's not on in the morning. Where are the guys I work with? And then I realized, you got to be kidding me. It's 6. I turned around and went back home. I felt like an idiot.
I've done that before. I haven't jumped in the car and taken off, but I have jumped up thinking, oh, my God, I'm late.
Your wife didn't stop mornings. You? She was like, have a good day at work.
Oh, I'm sure she wasn't at home. This is mid-afternoon. She probably had a nail appointment or something important, lunch with a friend.
Well, no, 6:30. Yeah, so well, I guess 6:30 at night, she's out.
Oh, she's always out. She can't stand to be with me at home, so she was gone. But it's these people that sleepwalk, that has to be that if you wake up while you're out in your yard raking leaves in your sleep, that has to be like, what? How did I get here? That has to be weird.
I did that one time that I know.
Rake the leaves in your sleep?
No.
Sleptwalked?
Yeah, sleptwalked or sleepwalked or whatever. And I went in, and I was actually dreaming that I called my girlfriend's house, and then...
And you were lying next to your wife when you did this?
Yes.
Wow, that is not good.
No, this was before. This was way before. This was when I was growing up in Florissant.
Okay.
And the next day, the girl says, why did you call my house at 3:30 in the morning? I said, I didn't call your house.
So you had no memory of it?
No. And she said, you talked to my sister. My sister answered the phone, and she said you were making no sense at all. And then,
well, wait, hold it. That's
all the time.
That's like any day.
I know. That's all the time. And she said you were making no sense at all, and you just hung up. And that was it. And she couldn't figure out what was going on.
I just got a great idea. I'm not kidding. I don't live in a neighborhood. I used to. I was subdivision, but I don't really have to. I'm going to get in the car in the middle of the night, drive over to one of my my wife's hot friends, have sex with her, and then come home and say I had no idea that I was doing it, that I was doing it in my sleep.
I must have been dreaming.
Well, I did what? Yes, my friend Kim called, and she said you came over and ravaged her. And I'll just say, I don't know what you're talking about. When was this? And she'll tell me, and I go, well, I couldn't be. I was asleep. Oh, no. Well, here, we have proof. Here, she sent me some pictures on her cell phone. Here you are, this, and then there you are getting out of the shower. And I go, well, that's impossible. I'll blame it on sleepwalking.
Yep.
This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And who's to say it's a lie?
Right.
Are scientists able to prove that you weren't sleeping? You weren't asleep? I think it's a great idea.
I think people actually do get in their cars and drive and go different places. And
yeah, I'm going to plot this out. I think we got a great excuse to get away with some stuff here.
I did remember dreaming that I went in and called and did something. I don't know what happened. You know how you dream so far, and then all of a sudden you don't remember anything after that. But I remember doing that.
But you haven't walked in your sleep.
No, but I did walk, get up, physically
sexomnia.
Got up and walked in.
There's a condition right here. I'm just looking it up.
What is come on.
Yeah.
Sexomnia?
Sexomnia.
I want that. How do you, can you get that? Can you get that, like catching something from somebody where you get sexomnia and you have sex in your sleep? Well, I know, you know what? I know somebody has sex in their sleep. My wife does that. She has sex in her sleep.
Does she fall asleep?
No. Wait, that's different.
Does she fall asleep?
That's different.
You're trying to do something.
Yeah, I don't know how you, it's NREM arousal parasomnia.
That's, I've got that.
Oh, all guys have that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sexomniacs do not remember the acts that they perform while they were asleep.
You know what I did do today and at the MRI place? And my wife, I hope she's not listening, because this is the kind of thing that she, when I do these things, she, it embarrasses her. And she goes, I cannot even believe, one, that you did it, and two, that you told people.
Did you break wind?
No, I'm there today in the MRI thing. And I fell asleep. And when this really nice looking woman came in to say, okay, and woke me up. And that's what woke me up, when she said, okay, we're done. And I woke up. I got up and I said, can I ask you a question? I said, when you walked in, did I have an erection? Because I was on my back. And she just said, what? And I said, sometimes guys wake up and the tent pole is up. And she said, no, you didn't. And I said, have you ever had? She said, no, not an MRI. No, we've never had that. And I said, well, it could happen. It could happen. And I said, what would you do? And she said, I don't know. What I don't know. I've never thought about it. But I thought it was a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Because you know, and what is that? That when you wake up, what is that about?
I don't know.
That the tent pole is up.
I have no idea.
And until you're a certain age, it's up every morning. I mean, every morning.
Yep.
You got to go to the bathroom standing on your head. You can't get down. Get there. You can't get it down. It's unbelievable. It's great, except it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you don't know why it happened. Now, I could see if you're having a dream and you were Jenny McCarthy and you know something.
Right.
Like,
well, yeah.
But you just had a dream. If you're 28, you could have just had a dream about being eaten alive on safari by a lion.
Or changing a tire.
Yeah. Oh, man. I dreamed I had a flat tire on the interstate, and I almost got killed. It doesn't matter. You still have that. Ah, the good old days. So here's the deal. Dr. Doug is in today. So if you have pets, he loves animals. He'll be happy to answer your questions about your pets. We're going to take some phone calls, and that's about it. That's what we have planned. See, we're not one of those shows where we say, and later we'll be talking to blankety blank blank from Washington University, who will tell us about the latest trend. And then we have an author of the new book, Why Me, Why You, a book that's just hit the New York Times, but we're talking with him.
Oh, that's a good book, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
And we don't have that kind of show. And then somebody's going to stop by from a restaurant, and we're going to talk about a bunch of food. We don't have that kind of show. This is the kind of show we have. We don't know what we're doing. We'll just talk. How's that? And we'll do that after we take our first break and come back. And the first break will be so that I can tell you about how it's a faint, distant memory for me, the memory of being afraid to go to the dentist. I barely remember it from when I was a kid. Now, for many of you, it's a recent memory. No, maybe not so recent. Maybe it's 10 years ago, and that's why I haven't been to the dentist for 10 years. I get it. I understand that. Now, they say the number one fear of people is public speaking. I don't believe that, by the way. I don't buy that. I've heard that before. What's your number one fear? Public speaking. Really? That's your number one fear over getting stabbed or snake bitten or brain tumor? That's your number one fear, public speaking? No. But I think in the top five for a lot of people could be going to the dentist. Oh, my goodness. They cannot think of anything they dread more. Those are all people who don't go to Ballast Dental Care. I'm telling you. That would be impossible if they could go there. So I don't have that fear. And you're not ever going to have it again either. Or sedation dentistry, you've heard of that, where really freaked out people get given a pill and they're kind of in the twilight zone and they get a lot of work done and they don't really know they had it done until afterwards and they go, hey, wow, look at that. My teeth are all fixed and better. That's sedation dentistry. A small percentage of people need it. Lots of people, more people think they need it than need it. But if you do, if you really do, they have it. And they're licensed to offer you sedation dentistry. If you need it, you'll get it. But I almost think most of you that think you need it won't need it. You've just never been to the right dental clinic. And I hear these other dental commercials on here. I don't pay attention to them. You shouldn't either. Ballast Dental Care. They're only on, I think, because all these TV, I see this guy on TV. He'll get you in there in like 2 hours. You got new dentures or something. Really? Ballast Dental Care. Okay, 41 years I've gone there. I'm inviting you to become a new patient. They'd love to have you. Tell them your AM and the PM when you call to make your appointment, and you'll never dread a dental appointment again. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at the highways right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Working with a crash on northbound 270 just before Highway 270. Two right lanes are blocked, and those are those ramp lanes onto east and westbound 70. You could still get around it, but it's causing a backup back to Dorset Road. Also, on northbound 255 between Horseshoe Lake Road just south of Highway 270, things are jammed up through that construction zone. That's really about it. This traffic report brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Try Walmart's great value 60-watt equivalent LED light bulbs. They use up to 81% less energy than incandescent bulbs. So save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson. That starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS. Martin Kilcoyne here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together, and imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brockland service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at Brockland.com.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dynagreen seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dynagreen. And to find out more, DynagreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. Bear Garden Shop and Kirkwood Material are your local Dynagreen dealers.
Hi, my name is Joe Dottoli, and I am a senior at St. Mary's High School. This year, I will be graduating with more than 30 college credit hours. That makes me a sophomore in college. With a 33 on my ACT, I am considering Harvard University, Washington University, and Auburn University. My future is bright because of the foundation St. Mary's has provided me. Visit us on November 2nd at our open house or schedule a tour or shadow visit. St. Mary's High School. Our side, South side.
There's a brotherhood of guys who love getting under the hood. Among them, a simple shared principle. My engine, my responsibility. Step up this fall with 1 gallon of Peak 50-50 Long Life Antifreeze on sale for $10.99. Plus, get an additional $3 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is Dr. Rick Gleeman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour. Every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Gleeman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Great song.
If it seems like I've been lost in, let's remember.
Hey, we're going to take some phone calls. Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg. Anything with Mark Wahlberg or Kevin Bacon, I'll go see. It's like anything with Kristen Wiig, I'll watch. Mark Wahlberg lost 60 pounds. Mark Wahlberg was not a fat guy. He weighed 197. He lost 60 pounds for this movie that's coming up, The Gambler. Got down to 137. I got to get in the show business. I'm serious. Let's go to the phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The KTRS is 5877. Let's talk to John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and I am AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. We appreciate it. What can we do for you?
A while back, I called in complaining about the picture on my TV set from Channel 5 that I was being shortchanged. That on each side I wasn't getting the full complete picture.
Right.
That has changed. It's now a letterbox format, and it's all there side to side.
And what changed? How did you change it?
Well, I didn't change anything.
It just changed itself?
Yes.
Wow. It's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
It's a miracle.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the fact that you called us, that in itself changed your life and changed everything.
Well, Channel 5 heard it, and they said, well,
we got
John's TV.
We got to fix John's TV.
Yeah.
That's probably what Peon just said.
Well, I hope so, because I tried to call Channel 5 directly, and they wouldn't talk to me.
Nah, they're not going to talk to you. Who are you? One guy.
They get all their feedback from this show.
That's right.
Yep.
You call us. That's how you get to everybody. You call us. John, I'm glad it straightened out for you.
One other thing,
sure.
While I'm talking with you.
Sure.
When you were a young man in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
did you have a cycle of traveling salesman jokes?
I have them now.
Well, I have not heard one in years. Well, in fact, all that I heard, you can't repeat over the air.
Oh, no. I tell at least 3, 4, 5 a year here.
Well, good for you, but I haven't heard one in a while, but I don't hear them in my area anymore.
Well, now, sometimes they're not necessarily, in other words, I may not tell them as traveling salesman jokes, but you can take the same joke and make it a traveling salesman.
Okay.
Now, would you like an example?
Sure.
Okay. Let's say, Well, I hear this is a joke I told not long ago, but we'll make it a traveling salesman joke because that's it could easily be that. The guy's a city. He's a city guy, but he's a traveling salesman. He travels city to city, spends all his time in the city. And to travel, though, sometimes he has to go through country towns, and his car breaks down. You know, they're always breaking down car jokes. That's when right. cars used to break down. And his car breaks down on a farm, near a farm, and he goes up to the farmhouse. He goes, excuse me, he says, my car has broken down. Could I use your phone? No cell signal. Could I use your phone to call for AAA? And the farmer says, oh, sure you can. And he lets him in, and they say it'll be about an hour. So the guy's got it. He goes, you know, Mr. Farmer, he says, I'm from the city. I've never even spent any time on a farm. He says, I see you've got honeysuckle. I do know what a honeysuckle is. You know, I've got a thermos in the car. I'd like to get, if you don't mind, I'd like to go get some honey. And the farmer said, well, he says, you sure are a city guy. You can't get honey from a honeysuckle. He goes, oh, well, let me try. So he does. He comes back with a thermos full of golden honey. And the farmer just scratches his head. He goes, what the heck? How did that happen? And the salesman says, you know, those are some beautiful buttercups. I would love, if you don't mind, to go over there and get me some fresh country butter. And the farmer says, well, I says, look, mister, he says, I don't know what kind of magician you are, what kind of trick you did to get that honey, but you ain't going to get no butter from a buttercup. And the salesman says, well, let me see. I'm a Tupperware salesman. Let me get one of my pieces of Tupperware, and I'll go over to the buttercups. He goes over, comes back with a Tupperware full of fresh butter, beautiful, creamy butter. Now the farmer's really scratching his head. He goes, well, be damned. How did you do? He says, Mr. Farmer, I just noticed you got milkweed. I know what milkweed is from school. We studied a little bit of agriculture. Nothing better than farm fresh milk. Could I go get some milk from the milkweed? And the farmer said, well, after what I've already seen, I guess I'm just going to say go ahead. So he grabs a container from his car, goes over, comes back with fresh milk from milkweed. Now the farmer is completely confused. And the guy says, Mr. Farmer, one last thing before the truck will be here any minute. I see you got pussy willows out there in the field. And the farmer says, hang on a minute while I get my jacket. Now, see, that's a traveling salesman joke.
Yes, it is.
Now, you did get it, didn't you?
I got it.
Okay, good. Pussy willows. Yeah.
I understand it.
Okay. I got more. You just keep listening. They'll come around.
I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, John. Thank you. Who did he sound like? Like a cross between Jim McMillan.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of that Fertilome. Why, just the name Fertilome just makes me think of green grass. And I'll tell you, you can't get a better product. Let's go to Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
How you doing, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm away home. Hey, I'm the one that called in last week. We were talking about the dating websites. Not the reason why I'm calling today, but just so you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
One quick question. You used to always have a guest in on Friday. I know you're out dilly-dallying on Fridays and aren't there, but you ever thought about having guests in there?
I used to have guests when?
On Fridays.
No, like on Fridays, you'd always have a guest. You know, it's like
It was Tuesdays.
Well, we did it.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, originally we did women on Tuesdays and guys on Fridays, and then we just combined it all and
made
it Tuesdays.
We sort of kicked the guys out because we just wanted women, and then we just got rid of it because we had a couple of weird experiences, and it's a coin toss. You know, some of the people we got in were wonderful, and they were interesting, and then other people got in here, and they just froze up, and they wouldn't talk, and then we had a couple of jealous husband situations.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if we get a chick in here and she's hot, we're all over. We're going to flirt with her, and we're going to make remarks, and we had one guy in particular who did not find that funny.
Mm-mm.
And he actually was outside the window, and he took her out of here after the first break.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, and he was, you could tell, an abusive kind of scumbag. She was scared to death of this guy.
And then I can tell you, too, trying to book these people or get them get coordinated with them and everything, it got to be so tough because then they would call like a day before, okay, I can't make it, something came up.
And then one other thing, we might as well just be honest here. Sometimes we get people in who are so much more interesting than we are.
Yeah.
It made us look bad. And
I understand.
We don't need that. It's like when you get a guy in here with a really good voice, and then we look, you know, we don't look like we don't belong in this business. So, no, we stopped doing it a long, long time ago. We've never even talked about doing it again.
Right.
So there
another question on that. I work in Maryland Heights, and I've come up through there and hear you on the radio, and I might be calling you out on this, but you're not actually sitting there.
I'm sitting here right now in Westport Plaza where I sit.
Yeah, right. But I've been there before. I had I'm an electrical estimator, and I was in there doing an estimate, and I could hear you on the radio, but you weren't, and I could see Ian and Dan, but you weren't sitting there. Do you ever do it remotely from home?
The answer is yes. Not home, but if I'm out of town, yes.
Oh, okay. California, wherever your house is at.
Technology allows me to, I've done it from 2-3 other places when I'm somewhere else, and you make arrangements, and it's pretty simple to do if you just get a place with an ISD in line, it's called, and boom, you plug in, and there you are.
And it sounds good, too. It sounds like you're sitting right there.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too, Jimmy. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Jimmy had a lot of questions.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
I think we hope we had the right answers. Alexis, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm fine. She thinks that's funny.
Oh, boy. She did.
We like you already. If you think that kind of crap is funny, we love you. What can we
do? That's why I called. I wanted to let you know that I'm good looking and I don't have a jealous husband. I'll be happy to come and chat with you guys anytime you want.
Do you have a husband?
How about 6:05 tonight?
She just said, I'm good-looking and I don't have a husband. And Dan says, do you have a husband?
She said she don't have a jealous husband.
But what do you look like, Alexis?
Oh, that's right. You know what? Dan's right. She said, I don't have a jealous husband.
I am hot.
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Dan's right. You said you don't have a jealous husband.
I don't have a husband, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no,
I think she said husband.
All right, Alexis, let's take a moment and talk more about you, okay? This is interesting. When you say you're hot, what do you base that on? Describe yourself and be honest.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Because, first of all, I appreciate, you never hear this. You never hear a woman, if you say to a woman, you are so good looking, oh, I'm not. You know how they are. And then very seldom does a woman just say, you know what, I am hot. And you said it. So now we need some statistics here. Give me the features and what it is about you that make you realize you're hot.
Well, number one, I have a very pretty face. I'm going to admit it. I've been blessed. It's not my fault. I'm not bragging. I had a real handsome father. And
there's nothing
lucky.
Wrong with telling the truth. You have a mirror. No, don't laugh. You have a mirror, and you're pretty, and I think that's great. What else?
Yeah, keep going.
Don't be bashful. Pardon me?
Go on. Just go on. Go on.
Okay. I'm not, I don't have a great, fantastic hourglass figure, a few pounds. I'm 63 years old.
What does that mean, what does that mean, a few pounds? How much do you weigh?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you just said you're hot.
I am, but you could be hot, but more than physically. I'm not 200 pounds, if that's what you mean.
Oh, heaven forbid somebody would be 200 pounds. Oh, yeah, me.
Yeah,
but
no,
you could
I think
we're tall, though, too.
I think we could all say in the room that we don't like sticks.
No,
so.
we cannot stand.
I'm not a stick.
Yeah, we can't stand that real thin look.
Yeah.
No, I don't. You won't have to worry. I was that way when I was younger, but
describe your breasts.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Are they?
You know what? When I was young and skinny, I had no breasts. My brother called them fried eggs. But now that I've put on a few pounds, I have luscious breasts.
Right. Luscious?
That's a good word.
Bra size?
Yeah, what's your bra size? By the way, you started this, okay?
Yeah, Peon threw that
out. Oh, my God!
No, you started it. What is your bra size?
I think it's... I haven't bought a bra in a while, but I think it's like a 36D, maybe?
Oh, D.
Well, hold on.
That means you haven't. Do you not wear one on her?
Being a little too generous.
No, I've never, you started.
In fact, I don't like big breasts on myself. I preferred my little perky breasts.
I like them on me.
Yeah, I don't like big breasts on myself either.
I like somebody else's on me. So you said you haven't bought a bra in a while. Is that because you don't wear them, or because
exactly?
This is looking better all the time.
No bra, no panties.
Can we have our engineer come back in and turn the
turn the air conditioning back on cold? It's too hot in here. Legs, decent legs.
Oh, you know what? In my next life, I'm going to have solid gold dancer legs. They're not bad. No. They're not heavy. They're not.
Legs are legs.
No, well, hang on here. We're getting the whole picture. Oh. See, I'm just trying to get
the whole picture. Okay. Wait, you want to go there now?
Okay, not the whole picture. What's your hair? Is it long, short, brown, black?
It's medium, and it's reddish brown.
Okay.
Beautiful blue eyes. Everybody in my family has beautiful blue eyes.
Beautiful eyes. I'm a fan of that.
And one of my most complimented assets is my butt.
Assets. I see what you did there.
And why is it complimented? Because it's firm or big or what?
Well, it's round.
It's nice and round.
Yes.
Round butts are good.
There's nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself.
No.
Too many people walk around. I wish I had this. I don't have that. Why did I not get? Not you. Not you, Alexis.
Yeah, I'm all talk.
So what are you, you're all talk? All right, we're done. We're done here. Now, why aren't you married? Can I ask that?
My husband passed away 7 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. How did he die?
He got lung cancer.
And he must have been pretty young.
He was not. He was 18 years older than me.
Okay, but still, he was 70-something?
Well, yeah, he was 74. Yes, he was young.
Yeah. And it was from smoking or what?
He was not a smoker. It was the non-smoker's lung cancer. From diagnosis to death was 1 month. It's,
wow.
Yeah, insidious. It's just, wow is all I can say, yeah.
Now, since then, how long ago, 7 years?
Yes.
Have you found anybody? Do you date?
I don't date.
So
I have been on a date once.
Yeah, did that not go too well?
Not for me, it didn't. I'm kind of enjoying my freedom, my independence, not having to answer to anyone, just having a good time.
Well, not as good a time maybe as you could be having.
Oh, exactly. You're right.
You only
have
that one date, you know. That didn't go well.
I don't do anything. My friends just get so angry because I don't go looking. And then when I do get around people, I'm not attracted to anybody.
Well, that would change if you came in here.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. That's why I called and told you.
Here's the dilemma you would face. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you came in here, you are going to fall for me. It happens all the time. Piano, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it with everybody from 22-year-old receptionists to women in their 60s and 70s. Yeah. I don't try to do
it. Women falling all over the place.
And you're constantly married.
Let's not talk about that right now. That's what it is. But that's something you'd have to be willing to deal with. And that you need to think seriously about that because you'll go in thinking, well, I'll fight it. I'll fight that urge. You won't be able to. You probably won't be able to.
Well, you know, I go in thinking, well, I won't be attracted to him. But obviously from what I hear and what you said.
And I even try to tone it down and dial it back. These guys will tell you somebody's coming in, they're pretty good looking. I go, okay, you guys, you know, I'm trying to be unappealing.
Right.
I'll try to be repulsive. It doesn't work.
He puts on clothes that make him look heavier. And stuff
yes.
Like that.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Dan. Yes. Yeah. I actually try to make myself look heavy. I think, well, that'll turn her off. No,
nope.
It doesn't work. Alexis, I'm going to have Dan take your number. If we change our minds about this guest coming in thing, even for one day, we're going to call you.
Okay.
Don't get excited. I just said, you know, we'll take your number. Think about it. Okay. Alexis, I'm glad you called. You're a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. You too, Frank.
All right. Hold on here. Bye-bye. I like her.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like her.
Our new Bernice, I don't know if we have time, but our new Bernice, Linda, is on the
phone. Well, let me talk to her and tell her we're going to call her back. How's that? When's Doug gone? At 4:15?
4:30.
Well, shoot, we can.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. No, he is 4:15.
Well, hang on. Let me talk to Linda for a second. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Listen, can we call you back like 4:35 or something?
Sure can.
See, look at that. All right, we're going to call. You got her number, Dan, Linda?
I do, but put her on hold, and let me double check and make
that
sure I have
you
it.
Don't.
No, I do, but when my briefcase got stolen,
oh,
I
boy,
had
Linda
her number.
Dan's briefcase got stolen, and
yeah.
it had his EXXX extra small condoms in it, and
yeah.
It had your phone number in it.
Okay,
right,
well,
hang on, Linda. He'll take your number again. Hold on.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll call her after Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug's coming in about 4:15. And if you have a pet, you're going to want to talk to him. First Community Credit Union. Boy, are we late. First Community Credit Union is my bank. It's where I do all my banking. It's also the sponsor of the yard sale, which won't be on this Saturday. I know I'm not happy about it either. I know you're not. Don't express your frustration to me. It would be, it's something I can't do anything about. It's all really about Mizzou football and what that does to the rest of the scheduling. No matter if the game is on, it's not on at 7 o'clock in the morning, obviously, but things have to get moved around, and some things get kicked to the curb, like the show that I have something to do with. So the yard sale won't be on this weekend. First Community Credit Union, it'll be back the 18th. They will be the sponsor, and we appreciate if you thank them for that. The other way you can thank them is do your banking there. I don't know where you bank. Move it. Change it. Do your banking with us, where we bank. First Community Credit Union. You'll be so glad you did. The rates are great. The service is great. The services are many. And there are locations everywhere, although you can do pretty much all your banking with hardly ever going in if you want to. Online, on the phone. First Community Credit Union. 40 locations. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Wiley.
Good news, they've cleared the accident that was on northbound 270 just before Highway 70. Now, there's still a little bit of slow traffic between Page and Dorset. Now that is basically moving to eastbound 270 because you're heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Also, on westbound 44 downtown, you're slowing from about the Museal Veterans Bridge past the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 40 slowing now from Hampton through McCausland. A little bit heavy between Spady and Mason. And now we've got an accident. It's on southbound 141. At South Outer 40. This traffic report brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe.